The world of journalism is experiencing rapid changes. Alexis Lloyd, the creative director of the New York Times Research and Development Lab, visited USC to talk about innovations in the field. Christina Campodinico talked with her about the upcoming era of digital news.
I think that the future of journalism is a lot more complex than the past of journalism. So I think that one of the things that we see happening is that as new technologies and new platforms evolve, the conversation also becomes, what's going to win? You know, is mobile going to kill the internet and things like that? And I think the answer is that we're going to have this really increasingly complex ecosystem of places that we get media and information. There are all these new kinds of moments around news content that are not what we would traditionally think of as a news reading experience. So if it's getting a contextual alert about something on my wearable device, or if it's using the New York Times cooking app to make a recipe, or if it's reading long form content on my iPad, but more and more things will happen where my community alerts me to something that is happening that I then go to a different place to dive deeper into. The other night, there was a panel happening at a conference that was creating a lot of outrage among my colleagues and peers on Twitter that I hadn't even known was going on. And then I started to see all these tweets about it. And so then I went online and I sort of dived deeper and was like watching the event as it was unfolding. And I think that's something that is an experience around news that never would have happened a few years ago.
We've done a lot of innovation in journalism around the user or the reader experience. But you also talk about reporters having superpowers. What are some of those superpowers?
If you are doing reporting in a conflict area, then you want technology that's going to support you by allowing you to do things really securely, to protect yourself, to protect your colleagues, to have secure communications back to headquarters or with your sources. That becomes the thing that's of the utmost importance. Whereas if you're reporting from a live event or a breaking news event, you want to publish that information and you want to get that out as quickly as possible. Josh Hayner, who's one of our photojournalists, has a backpack that he's created that allows him to stream photos back to an editor at the Times immediately in real time so that we can publish photos from live events more quickly.
Journalists now are having to learn many types of languages, learning how to do video, radio, and coding even. What languages do you think journalists will need to speak in the future?
We have access to more and more data about the world around us, both the digital world and the physical world. We've sort of implemented more sensors that allow us to know more. You know, this doesn't mean that everybody needs to be a statistician. This doesn't mean that everybody needs to be a data scientist, but it means that journalists need to develop some basic familiarity with tools for asking questions of data in the same way that they would of people.